For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is quick to condemn a New York Times opinion piece by an anonymous administration official who offers a scathing indictment of the president's character and performance in office.
In what I call the failing New York Times, that's talking about he's part of the resistance within the Trump administration. This is what we have to deal with. And, you know, the dishonest media, because you people deal with it as well as I do. But it's really a disgrace.
The president was clearly upset by the op-ed.
Can you believe it? Anonymous, meaning gutless, a gutless editorial.
The author is said to be a senior official in the Trump administration and claims to be part of a quiet resistance that pushes back against parts of the president's agenda. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said in a statement, "This coward should do the right thing and resign." You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Federal officials are sending out a second warning about Honey Smack cereal, which is contaminated with salmonella, sickening more than 30 people. The CDC's Laura Geraldowski.
We want people to check their homes to make sure that they don't have any of the Honey Smack cereal, and if they do, just to throw it away or return it to where they purchased it for a refund.
Now in a weakened state, Tropical Storm Gordon is still dumping much of the South with heavy rain.
I'm Donna Francavilla in Mobile, Alabama, where Mobile's mayor says they are trying to fix traffic lights. They're removing down trees that have been blocking roadways and have come down on homes throughout the area. In Dauphin Island nearby, there are reports of flooding, roads closed, or roads that are simply impassable. Crews are cleaning up the debris, working to restore power.
One death is reported. A baby in Pensacola who was in a mobile home was hit by a large tree. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
A new poll indicates the Florida governor's race is too close to call. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
The survey by Quinnipiac University finding that 50% of likely voters in Florida are favoring the Democrat Andrew Gillum, currently the mayor of Tallahassee, while 47% are backing current Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis in the governor's race. The poll has a margin of error of more than 4%. President Trump is an issue for about half of the voters. 22% in the survey say they're expressing support for President Trump. 24% say their vote in the governor's race will be a protest against Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick hasn't played in the league since 2016. That didn't stop him from signing a new deal with Nike. The multi-year contract makes him one of the faces of Nike's 30th anniversary Just Do It campaign. The campaign will include billboards, commercials, and online ads. Nike will also create an apparel line for Kaepernick. Kaepernick already had a contract with Nike that was set to expire. The multi-year deal reportedly runs through 2028. He scored a legal victory last week when his grievance against the NFL and its 32 teams was sent to trial by an arbitrator. Kaepernick says the league conspired to keep him out after he began kneeling during the national anthem in 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.